KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, John.
What do we have here? Dressed like he's ready to play. In his Pelicans jersey, ready to go like you are on the court. Look at you. Pel's jersey, red undershirt, none other than the person we hadn't seen most of the week due to papers.
Two days.
It seemed like the entire week to me.
You.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, good news is.
How many did you write, by the way?
Like 15 or 16.
Papers?
Yes.
What are you taking?
English.
It's ridiculous.
Hey, the good news is.
I still wonder. Wait a minute. I'm a little confused by this. Before, we haven't even officially welcomed people to the show yet. How do you write 15 papers at one time?
In one day?
Yeah.
It's called Jordan the Intern Magic.
No, as in, who gives you 15 papers to do, or did you not do them through the semester and you needed to catch up and write 15?
The second option.
That's what I figured. Hey, everybody, welcome to the weekend.
It's Friday.
The good news is...
No, there's no good news!
I got an 87 on my other paper that was 12 pages long.
That's ridiculous. You waited all semester? Yeah, that's exactly what we just figured out. You waited, instead of writing papers throughout the semester,
Correct. You
wrote all 15 at once.
Correct.
There he is, ladies and gentlemen, the guy responsible to make sure my show works. It's Gus Kattengill, Jordan the Intern. You have reached Friday, May 3rd, Cinco de Mayo weekend.
Yeah, we're looking good.
Exactly. Festivities everywhere, all kinds of things. We got a booked show for you today. Got plenty to get into. Going to deal with the little Kentucky Derby. We'll have Rafael Esparza, Mr. Vegas. You heard him back on Wednesday. He will join us next segment at 12:15 to give us a little odds there. We'll talk about the NBA playoffs. Kirk Goldsberry is an author of a really good book. And Mr. Kirk Goldsberry is an author of Sprawl Ball, a visual tour of the new era of the NBA. We have the author coming up at the bottom of the hour, in which he really talks about Jordan the Intern, how the game's really changed in the NBA. Bye-bye post players. It's about three-pointers. And it's a visual study of it. He's all about analytics. It's incredible. I got the copy. I'll let you read it over the weekend. It's really, really, really good. Kevin Durant's rise, what LeBron's done in the post player, being a five today, how is it different than it was several years ago? All of that and more. So I'm interested in talking to him coming up here at the bottom of the hour. It ought to be fun. Bernie Halperin, our horse racing analyst, is going to give us his take at 105. Remember, Bernie specializes in how to make you some money. He's going to tell you how to do the fectas, the trifectas, the superfectas, all of that stuff. Doesn't feel the same, right, without having Jay. Right?
Yeah.
I texted him yesterday. Jay. He's really busy in his new role. He's a manager of, like, the New Orleans and South region.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Pizza, what are you a manager of?
I'm nothing. Not even the old manager of my own household. But anyway, he said he may do a drive-by call during lunch. He may sneak out to give his takes for the Kentucky
Derby. Is he going to have a pizza?
I told him. I said, can we have a pizza? He's like, dude, I'm in the corporate office. I'm not at the store.
I'm sure you could pull some strings.
So you know what that means. Joey, if he does call, you're going to play Rebecca Black.
Always.
Jordan, you will ask for a pepperoni pizza.
Correct.
And then I will ask for some breadsticks. I love the breadsticks there.
I'm all for it.
Just to hear him go, I can't. That's not what I do.
Pizza with bacon.
It's not exactly what he does, but he's like a boss up there, but that's what I'm saying.
Boss should get a couple pizzas.
That's what I'm saying. Send some pizzas down here, man. What's going on? Anyway, we'll talk with Jay shortly, I guess, at some point today. I don't know when. It's going to be a surprise phone call. Chris Blair, voice of your LSU Fighting Tigers, will join us at 1:15 and preview the series coming up against Ole Miss starting tonight. Tigers have won 6 of their last 8 regular season series against Ole Miss. That said, the Rebels beat LSU in the SEC championship game back in 2018, so we'll get a preview from the voice of the Tigers, the voice of the Green Wave. Will join us at 1:30. Todd Graffinini will preview UCF. If I count it right, go back to the midweek game against UNO. They've lost 6 of 8 games. They only have 3 series left. UCF this weekend, Houston on the road next weekend, and then they wrap up, Joey, against your UConn Huskies here in Uptown New Orleans. Nichols back here on the airwaves as you will hear them take on Houston Baptist over the weekend. I want to say it's tomorrow they're recognizing the firefighters wearing their red and asking you to wear your red and all that. So we'll you know, talk all about that, of course. Coming up at 1:45, Nate Osborne. Mr. Mate himself. He is the head coach for the NOLA Gold, the rugby team. It's odd. We're going to be talking today about coming off of a loss. That a 1-point loss.
They finally lost.
Yeah, they had a 1-point loss, and it came like they had a chance to tie or go ahead, and they failed right at the very end on the last play. And we'll talk to him about the game coming up tomorrow in what could be sloppy conditions. It's supposed to be rainy all day tomorrow. So we'll talk to him about that. Marlon Favorite wants to chime in at 2:15. So that's your guest list coming up here throughout the show. 800-998-1003 if you'd like to chime in and give your takes on anything that we talk about here as well. And at ESPN Radio knows the way to do so over on social media. Jordan, if you want to catch us via the TuneIn Radio app or stream us, how can you do so?
Go to our Twitter page or Facebook page. After 3 o'clock today, I'll have the show uploaded. Just click on the link, bring you right to our SoundCloud page.
Yep.
All 3 hours are right there.
Yep. And then also, as we say, the TuneIn Radio app's absolutely free. Just type in ESPN New Orleans. You'll see our logo. Yep.
And if you don't have Twitter or Facebook, you could always go to iTunes and then just type in ESPN New Orleans on the podcast, and then it'll show all 3 hours.
But you can listen live on the TuneIn Radio app as well. What's the other app? Radio?
My Tuner Radio.
Okay, there you go. So there's 2 ways to listen to us here as well, in and around. Wanted to start today, and I guess I'm going to start doing this, Jordan, you know, just kind of those opening segments, the opening hours to try to kind of just give little takes on things. So I normally do that, and it's, you know, reserved for whatever the news of the day is, Jordan, sports-wise. And it sort of is in this instance. Yesterday afternoon, early evening, big news here broke of the Advocate purchasing the TimesPicayune and NOLA.com. And obviously, if you listen to this show, if you listen to any sports talk shows, you've probably become familiar with the beat writers, the columnists that worked for the Advocate or the TimesPicayune. I mean, those are guests, right? Those are people that we have on to talk about the particular sport, the field, prep, LSU, Saints, Pelicans, NBA, horse racing, you name it. They become your friends. You cover sports with them. You're familiar with them. You see them rise up the ranks. You see them get opportunities, and you welcome in the new faces. A couple weeks ago, you saw Nick Underhill leave the Advocate to go write for the Athletic back in Boston, where he was covering the Patriots before he came here. And you saw the pouring of support. Missing him, you know, we wish him well, but, you know, we're going to miss your cover stuff. Look, let's be honest. You become and you get a relationship with them as a fan, right? I mean, those are the people tasked to ask the questions in the locker room, to provide the stories, to come up with storylines, find interesting tidbits of athletes' personalities, the works. When you have a day like yesterday, and we saw one before a couple years early in 2012, the first big slash of cuts. It's always tough in the field and in the business. When you start seeing the comments after the initial news breaks that everybody's gone, it hits a little harder. I've been laid off 3 different times in one way, shape, or form. You can look at it as, you know, one was a budget cut from WWL in 99. Then you start your show with Larry, we're good, and then the station gets bought by other owners. They're changing the programming to Christian Radio. 690 is now gone. It had nothing to do with us. You know, owners make decisions.
It's family.
and then, you know, get another job. And then there's another station format. Again, not anything that we have anything to do. Different management and ownership comes. Conglomerates have certain philosophies and theories, which is what I'm about to kind of get into. And a lot of conglomerates, what I mean by that is major corporations that own 4 or 5 stations in a building, try to kind of do the cross spectrum of different things. The one particular company I work for, man, it's their philosophy. It's known. You can Google it. It's like, it's a 3-year run. 2-3 years. They see where the station is. Then they flip it, start fresh and new, try to generate more interest in different money. They do that all the time. Since I left that place, that station switched twice already. They changed dial figures. I mean, so that's just what they do. So we work for a local owner, somebody that's born and raised here, works here. Everything stays here. It's a little different than conglomerates and companies. And when you read a lot of the comments yesterday from a lot of people that cover news, they point back to how this is what happens when you have corporations not tied to here, making decisions and doing all of that. What I'm long-winded in saying is it hurts. That day you're told you're done, it's tough. The last time that happened to me, it happened on my wife's birthday. We had dinner planned. We went Rouse in the park. She was to meet me there. I had to walk in and act like I didn't hear it. Mind you, I knew it was happening 2 months down the line, so it wasn't even immediate. Now, I had to do the show for 2 months without saying anything, making sure that check still came in while I looked. Landed here. The point is, it's hard. And seeing last night, and again, these are people that come on our show. You know them. They cover the Pelicans. They cover the Saints. They cover LSU. We just spoke to some yesterday. They know they have 60 days before they don't get a check anymore. It stinks, man. I get it. You hear it all the time, the phrase, business is business. It is what it is. It's the field we live in. They're not looking for your pity. They're looking for respect. And the reason why I say that is because you will also see at times, and I know Brian and I have talked about it, writers get salty, some fans think, or defensive on Twitter when they're called certain things, homers and all this stuff, which is why I've always said a lot of times social media can be a bad place. It can be a great place. I think Twitter has been a great place for writers in particular and beat reporters to be able to instantly give you news, tweet practices, what we see, all those things, right? In the locker room, as Sean Payton's talking, there is a picture, there is a video, here's what he's saying, this is what he thinks on the Rams, all of that, right? It's their job, it's their profession. And think of this, you enjoy your weekend, right? We have fun with Rebecca Black saying, hey, coming up this weekend, you got this. You're looking forward to tailgating at LSU. You're looking forward to getting that Saints game on Sunday. It's work. Jordan learned that last year. It's different. There is no beverages or hanging out. You're in a sports coat and the slacks, and you get home at what, 6? I told you that, right?
Sometimes later.
Yeah, 8:39, you better be on the road. If not, you're going to get stuck in traffic. You got to cover the game. Ends 3:15, 3:30. Locker room, you file your stories. It's evening. So your Sundays, you know, I mean, that's, again, no one's complaining. They choose that field. And I can tell you this, Jordan is learning as well. It's a field that you don't make a lot of money in. So, yeah, I get defensive, and you see writers get defensive a lot of times when, you know, fans call you a homer or they critique your work. Critiquing is fine, but saying that you don't know what you're doing or, you know, all this other stuff, I'm not saying that everybody's great. And sometimes, yes, I say too, some of the questions at times, like, come on, man, do we, you know, ask better questions? That's fine. But, you know, like with the Will Wade thing, we saw that. You know, you want Yahoo Reporters dead? You want Dick Vitale dead? He's getting death threats? Come on, man. And I guess the reason I'm taking a little time to lead the show off with it's because I'm sitting there last night, I'm sitting there this morning, and it, you know, I'm a father of a 2-year-old and a husband, and it stinks to read people just bought, you know, a house 2 months ago. Another one has a family of three. How schooling next year? I mean, it's, you know, it stinks. Look, hopefully we wish them the best and other people get employed and stuff. But again, these are people you know. These are people you've come to read, whether you like their coverage or not at times. At the end of the day, just remember one thing. That's their job. That's their profession. They're people. And if you've ever been laid off, fired, told you need to find a new job, a place has been consolidated, or you're your position's no longer there. It's tough, man. It's going to be a tough weekend. It was, I can't imagine what that night was like last night. I've been there three times in my 20 years come on August. It stinks. But so just keep that in mind. Look, so if you see me, and I know, Jordan, you've been doing it as well, and a lot of the other people around, the TV people, the other guys from The Advocate, everyone's retweeting people's email addresses that are looking for work and stuff like that. Just keep that in mind, man, because it hits me to know there's some people that I know very close in person. I reached out to a bunch last night, checking on them, and it's tough. You got kids. I mean, one person just bought a house 2 months ago. If you've ever bought a house, that's not a small deal. That's a big deal. And we wish them the best. So anyway, wanted to get that out the way and off my chest. Hope for the best for them. Rafael Esparza is up next. Hour one is brought to you by the King Firm. Don't play the game of claims with insurance companies. You've been injured in action, ring the King. 504-909-KING. Go check them out. They will take care of you. Mass tort, workers' comp, injured in any kind of accident. Look, it's a free consultation call. When you go online, kinginjuryfirm.com, you'll read about them. You'll see videos. You'll see blogs. It's just instances and cases and examples of cases that they've done. Maybe it's similar to yours. You'd be like, okay, look, they can help me. So that's why I referenced that. Rafael up next, a little Kentucky Derby chatter on ESPN New Orleans.
Hi, I'm Jason Giles with the King Firm.
In New Orleans, there's only one king to ring when it comes to personal injury.
If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King at 909-KING.
If you're looking to have the time of your life this weekend, then you need to listen up. There's over 30 Cajun, Zydeco, and Swamp Pop musicians performing on three different stages during at the 60th Brobridge Crawfish Festival this Friday, May 3rd through Sunday, May 5th. There's crawfish eating contest, crawfish etouffee cook-off, crawfish races, crawfish, and more crawfish. For a complete list of the dates and times of the bands and events, check bbcrawfish.com. There's fun for all ages with rides, arts, crafts, souvenirs, Cajun and Zydeco dance contest, and more crawfish. And if you like Louisiana music and all the fun you can handle, then the Brobridge Crawfish Festival is the place to be this weekend. Sponsored in part by the Louisiana Lottery, Palmbro Cajun Restaurant, Academy Sports and Outdoors, Super One Foods, Courtesy Automotive, and Cajun Visa Company. For all the event info, check bbcrawfest.com.
Do the crawfish boogie with me tonight.
Keep your business on the cutting edge with electrical supplies from Bayou Black Electric Supply in Houma. Bayou Black Electric Supplies has marine, oil field, and industrial electrical supplies. They have products ranging from marine, cable, lightning, and lots more, including Eaton Electrical. Many items for any project or repair. Count on superior service and lightning-fast delivery. Bayou Black Electric Supply is your local electric connection, a division of Fleet Supply Warehouse, located on Highway 311 in Houma.
El Paso Mexican Restaurant in Raceland is well known for their authentic Mexican food. Come and enjoy their delicious lunch specials and happy hour from 3 till 7 with $2 ice cold beer and 2-for-1 margaritas. Cinco de Mayo celebration is the best party on the bayou. El Paso Mexican Restaurant in Raceland will be featuring a live mariachi band for 3 days from May 3rd to May 5th. Don't miss the $2 cold beer and 2-for-1 margaritas from open to close all 3 days at El Paso Mexican Restaurant on Highway 1 in Raceland.
Accidents and injuries can put your life on the sideline. In New Orleans, there's only one king to ring when it comes to personal injury.
If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King at 909-KING.
Adventure, intrigue, mystery, romance.
It's a storm of entertainment that brings down the house.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
CBSSports.com. Seven possible destinations for Ndamukong Suh. Giants, Patriots, Cowboys, Seahawks, Titans, Colts. That's six, Jordan. You know the seventh team? Yo, Atlanta Falcons. Rafael Esparza of ESI Knox Sports was sitting in that very chair, Jordan, and you
know,
are right
now. I
know,
I was listening to the show yesterday.
Very chair.
I was really upset that
Man,
I couldn't
be it was 2 days ago, not yesterday. Way to go.
Yeah, two days ago.
You know, you're ridiculous. Rafael, how you doing today?
Pretty good. How about yourself?
Well, I mean, look, I'm being honest. Like, I want to know how you're doing today because Rafael is in the part of town, Joey, where no running water exists. Did you hear about that water brain? That water break pipe that happened this morning, Rafael. Did it affect you at all?
Just a little bit. Who'd have known eating Mexican food last night before I went to bed would cause a pipe burst? But I, the biggest thing that I don't understand, and we've had this discussion on air, how could you guys have pipes from 1905 still be active in the city of New Orleans? I cannot believe it.
I guess people have no idea what we're talking about, south of the city or anywhere. A pipe burst this morning. Schools are canceled. It's a large section of town, most of all uptown, even though the press release from the city is like it's just a limited area. It's pretty much two-thirds of the city of New Orleans. The pipe that burst, 1905. Rafael, you and I chatted earlier this morning. 1905. I want people to think about that. Were we flying airplanes at 1905? I don't think so.
We were flying airplanes. We weren't flying airplanes, and the Cubs 100 World Series curse hasn't been started yet.
Joey, think of that. The Cubs have yet to start their 100-plus-year drought. They hadn't won their first World Series in 1908. It's incredible.
Yeah.
You hadn't had any of the World Wars. You hadn't had it. Here we go. Jordan looked it up. Jordan, when did we start flying?
So Charles Furness became the first American airplane passenger who flew with Orville Wright and Kitty Hawk later that year, which was January 1st, 1914.
1914! I want people to think about that for a quick second. The pipe that burst by Raphael's house that flooded streets, stopped school from happening, was put in place before flight was heading. I just want people to think about that and why the city is needs a lot of help.
Yeah, I mean, it blows my mind. So here's me working Derby, Kentucky Oaks, and I'm right in my office because I have not showered yet.
You know what? But here's the thing, though, Rafael. You should be used to it. You work in the desert. There's no water there. You were just telling us Wednesday they pay you to have artificial grass in your house. So if there's anybody that has adapted to not having running water, it should be you.
I've never had no running water in my house in Las Vegas.
Well, didn't you say the other day, 2 days ago, that people stood outside in the rain just to...
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Just go out.
Oh, yeah.
It's supposed to rain tomorrow, Rafael. Go grab a bucket. You'll have some water coming here in the near future.
I'm gonna have to do that tomorrow. Just sit out there in my long chair and watch Derby and cut the grass at the same time.
That's unbelievable. I just want people to think about that for a second. 1905. That pipe was installed. That's incredible. Rafael, the Derby is tomorrow. Speaking of rain, it's supposed to be a slosh fest. Supposed to rain all day into the evening. And then, as we mentioned, Omaha Beach, right? The favorite scratched. He has a breathing issue. So the favorite's now scratched. This is good or bad for the Derby now?
Well, another horse got scratched today, too. The 11th horse, Hakia. Oh, wow. It was just scratched. I'm giving you breaking news on the phone right now. And in Churchill Downs right now, a huge favorite, one of the big favorites all weekend long, just went down. The 5 horse got cashed a nice ticket. But, yeah, another scratch, the 11th horse, IKEA. Now 11 and 12 are both scratched. Omaha Beach was a 12 horse. So if you're Cutting Humor, who now has a brand-new jockey, now has Mike Smith as his jockey, sits well because now he doesn't have Omaha Beach next to him, and Hakia, who had maybe some late closing speed, won't be bothering Cutting Humor. So it's going to be very current to see how Cutting Humor's odds opened up at 30-1 when Omaha Beach got scratched, moved to around, I think, 25. Now it's around anywhere between 23, 24-1. It's going to be very interesting to see how these horses go. I think we might see more horses scratched just because you said it. The weather could be a big factor somehow. Look at a gray horse. I've been telling people, for some reason, gray horses like to run in the slop.
So I guess if you had to pick your three horses for trifectas, what would you say?
I still like the 16 horse. I like 17 Roadster. He's probably going to be my horse, I think, that could win this race. That's probably the one I'm going to tell people as of this afternoon when I see the rest of these races go off, who I think is going to win it. Right now, it's going to be the 17 horse Roadster. I like the 16 horse Game Winner, and I like Improbable. I think probably, if you're looking for some long shots, the 7 horse Maximum Security, I think, is a nice long shot. Win, win, win. Now 14-1. There's no way that horse is going to be a 14-1 tomorrow. Probably going to be anywhere between 10 to 1, maybe even 8-1. That's going to be a big popular horse bet tomorrow. But I think the 14 horse win, win, wins also could probably hit the board.
I like that. Win, win, win. That's a kind of a nice way to say that as well. I mean, the names you pretty much mentioned. You go to americasbestracing.net. You pretty much named any of the three horses that people see. And the only one that I sort of see that you hadn't touched on was Improbable. What are the odds for him?
Yeah, I just don't like the five spot Improbable that he's in. Right now he's I hate to say favorite when you say 5-1. Usually when we talk about horse races, the favorite's 2-1, 6-5, something like that. This horse is 5-1. It's probably going to be around 5-1. Bob Baffert, horse Ortiz, the jockey on it, Ortiz is a very experienced jockey. I just think he might get mixed up with the 6 horse and 7 horse in speed. I think he's going to want to follow, especially if Maximum Security takes the early lead. I think them two might tire each other out. That's why I'm not 100% sold on Improbable. I think a nice long shot might hit the board. I think no matter what, a big price might hit the board tomorrow. I think we're going to see some big payouts.
Well, there you go. All right, so there you go. Let's see if that takes place. Again, more rain happens to be there a little bit as well. Hey, do you want to touch on the NBA playoffs here coming up? You got Bucks and Celtics tonight, Nuggets and Trailblazers. Who you like? Milwaukee at Boston.
We did all this research for OTAs, and we're not going to talk. I guess we'll talk playoff basketball. That's fine. But, yeah, Bucks-Boston, it should be very interesting. It's going to be a heated season. I think the road team wins tonight in both the NHL and in the NBA. And I'm going to say the Bucks steal this road game in Boston. And I like the home team coming out in Denver-Portland. Look for the backcourt to have a big game in Portland. I think Lillard's going to have a big game. He hits a 3-ball at home, much better than on the road. The total's 214.5. I think Portland's going to want to – there's no way – Portland averaged 115 points a game in their last 9 games before that 97-90 game we saw a couple nights ago. We're going to see a Blazer offense. I will not be shocked if that one flies over at 215. I like the Blazers. And give me the Milwaukee Bucks and the Greek Freak stealing this game tonight.
Ooh, all right. And so Nuggets and Trailblazers, Bucks and Celtics is what you got there. Jordan the intern, you threw it in there. You see how what you do? You made it seem like I don't care about playoff hockey. You didn't even know that I was waiting for our resident hockey fan over here.
Oh, yes.
To ask you your hockey question.
All right. So there's 2 games tonight. So we have the Hurricanes and the Islanders. The Hurricanes, you know, as everyone knows, they beat the Capitals in the first round of the NHL playoffs. And now they're up 3-0 against the Islanders. What do you see happening tonight?
Someone's getting swept. Someone's bringing out the broom tonight. And like I said, I like one road team in the NBA, one road team in the NHL. Carolina brings out the brooms, and the Islanders go home and start their fishing trips. And Dallas steals a game at AKA formerly Scott Trade Center. I don't know what it's called now in St. Louis. I think the Stars steal that road game and go back to Dallas 3-2. So give me Carolina to bring out the broom. I just like the way Carolina's been hitting. The other day, well, last Friday, 1-0, and I think they had more hits than maybe the Islanders had shots on goal. The way they've been playing some fantastic hockey, Carolina brings out the broom tonight.
Yes, and you also talked about a little bit of the Stars. They're kind of like the Pelicans in a way where usually the previous years they haven't done so well, but this year they're really standing out and they're kind of making a name for themselves, being tied 2-2 with the St. Louis Blues. So, I mean, that's a team that I've been really keeping up with in this playoffs because they're close to home, and I also really like the St. Louis Blues, so that'd be an interesting one to watch tonight.
I tell you what, you can't lose there, huh? Look at you.
Yeah.
Wow, just pick both like teams. I like both teams, you never lose.
I like the Predators.
Wow, what a big decision.
The Stars.
Wow.
Penguins.
There you go,
Penguins,
Rafael. Just like half the league, you'll never be unsatisfied.
Oh. Wow, I mean, he didn't mention the Coyotes, the Golden Knights, any of the West Coast teams.
No, I do like the Golden Knights to a certain extent. But if they're playing my Predators, if they're playing my Predators, Ducks, San Jose Sharks,
You were doing so well. You can't say my and then name seven teams. You can't do that, Rafael. That's it. It's all the hockey talk we're allowing. At VSI Doc Sports is the way to follow on Twitter. Look, it is kind of human. If you just go outside, the perspiration will almost be like a shower. You know, just go outside.
Yeah, I could do that, but then if I go outside, then I might want to do yard work because we had so much discussion about yard work. I've been so pumped just to pull some weeds, lay out in the grass. I don't want to get that urge to do that, any of that.
Whenever you want to come to the house, I will show you a nice backyard, and you know you can help me. I'll give you the weed whacker, and I will mow the lawn. There you go. We'll do it together.
I just want to mow. I want to use Carver's lawnmower. I don't want to use the real one.
It shoots bubbles. You'll like it. It's a bubble lawnmower.
I know.
Rafael Esparza, as always, joins us on Fridays. Thank you, bud. We'll talk next week.
Take it easy, guys. Have a great weekend.
Kurt Goldsberry, the author of a really cool book. And again, it really, honestly, it says a visual tour of the new era of the NBA. It is. There's pictures, there's photographs, there's charts, there's graphs, there's the works. Let's talk to the man that wrote it next when you come back. It's the Sports Hangover. You're listening to ESPN New Orleans.
Hi, I'm Brett Chesson, a certified athletic trainer and manager of Terrebonne General's Community Sports Institute. Did you know that TGMC provides certified athletic trainers to high schools in Terrebonne Parish free of charge? The partnership between TGMC and all seven high schools in Terrebonne Parish allows student athletes to receive education, prevention, and care measures at school during practices and games. It's just another way that we're caring for our community. TGMC Community Sports Institute. Just look for the neon yellow. For more information, go to TGMC.com.
It's time for some straight talk. Picture this. Your favorite team is playing. You're streaming the game. 10 seconds left. Your team shoots. Oops. Your data runs out.
Look, don't let that happen. Switch to Straight Talk Wireless and get 25 gigs of high-speed data, all on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks.
Join Team Straight Talk and get unlimited talk and text plus 25 gigs of high-speed data for just $45 a month.
Straight Talk Wireless, everything for less, only at Walmart.
First 25 gigs at high-speed, then 2G. See terms at straighttalk.com.
Dare to do more during the semi-annual sale at Jared. It's our best sale of the season, featuring 20% off select loose diamonds. So whether you're ready to ask the big question or simply celebrating mom, there's never been a better time to declare your devotion. Shop May 1st through 5th for custom engravings, a wide range of diamond bridal and fashion jewelry, and exclusive collections you won't find anywhere else. Visit us in-store or jared.com and dare to be devoted.
Offer on select GSI certified loose diamonds valued at $5,000 or less while supplies last. In-store only. See jared.com/offers for details.
Pros know getting the next job means doing this one right. On time and on budget, Lowe's is here to help by stocking the brands you trust to power through any job. Like Hitachi Power Tools, soon to be known as Metabo HPT. Same tools, same warranty, new name. We also stock the quantities of the supplies you use most with everyday savings when you buy in bulk. Like 20% off in-stock GAF or Owens Corning shingles when purchased by the pallet. For your next job and every job after, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Brand varies by location. See Pro Desk for details.
Got a hot take?
Everybody listen up.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003.
Answer that phone.
Or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
We get it almost every night. I just like listening to this. Gus Kattengill with you. Join the intern. Welcome back. So, yeah, apparently Kurt's doing another interview, so we're going to try to get him later. It's not my fault. Jordan's not your fault either. I'm reading it from his publicist. See you tomorrow at 12:30. That would be today. It is 12:30, right? I am looking at 12:30. Yeah. CT normally does mean central.
Correct.
That is the current time frame now. Anyway, we'll try to get a hold of Kirk at some point today. If not, Maybe next week. It is a good book, though. There is some NBA news, though. And you know what? It is good news. It is good news. Monty Williams hired as the Suns head coach. He's the top assistant over with the 76ers. Obviously, we have a history here in New Orleans with Monty Williams. Coached Hornets and Pels 5 years. Okay.
Went on to be an assistant for the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Yeah, but we all know the tragic story of his wife being killed in a traffic accident. I mean, just horrible story. And moved to San Antonio because he had ties with Popovich and the Spurs, and he also not only that, but had family there from his time with the Spurs. And in Oklahoma City, well, once he felt like he can get back at it, his family's like, look, go ahead, get back at coaching and everything. He did. And then he became the top assistant with the 76ers, and now he's ready to take a head job again. Class act in every way, shape, or form. And really almost a classic case of be careful what you ask for in certain instances. Because it's easy now, sort of like when you look at Tom Benson in the Saints, a lot of times, you know, statue out front, bought the Pelicans to keep them here. We forget that he was that close to moving to San Antonio sometimes. I mean, that's a fact. That's history that happened. And when Monty Williams got let go after making the postseason that year, there were a lot of people that said we need that next level.
My opinion, I thought we should have kept him for maybe one more year since he brought.
Oh, here we go.
No, seriously.
What were you, 13? I mean.
Yeah. I had an opinion back then. I wasn't 13. I was
14.
No, I was probably like 15 or 16.
Sorry.
It was 2 years BG before Gus.
Okay, before Gus. All right. But look, there were some people that thought, you know, it didn't fit. What's odd is the team that Dell Demps kind of created about a year and a half ago is what everyone said was the team that Monty Williams should have coached, right? Post-heavy, defensive-minded, that kind of team. Boogie, AD, Monty, with Drew, that match made in heaven.
Yeah, the two coaches were kind of flip-flop.
Exactly
We had the three-point with Ryan Anderson,
right.
Eric Gordon.
Exactly right. And Monty, and that's not what they did. So, it just kind of goes to show you, and I know Fletcher Mackle from Channel 6 has not been bashful about it. It's why he says the Dell Demps era was one of the worst. From the moves to the players to helping it fit in coaching, and we've talked about this before here on the show. It's why what Sean Payton and Mickey Loomis do is special. To have that relationship, you've heard 4K even say it before when I've asked him, what is the number one most important thing a general manager or a president of whatever operations can do? And he said, get somebody that the coach can depend and rely on and can communicate with. You have to help your head coach. Because it's easy for us to say, that team stinks. They can't. I'm telling you, I know. Dino was on us on the show at the time, all the time. People wanted Monty Williams gone so badly on every single day people called. Now, look, that's the life of a coach. Right? Les Miles. Dude, it's time to get rid of him. Go eat grass somewhere else. Hadn't been gone a year.
Unless you're Popovich or Nick Saban.
Into the Coach O era. We want Les back. Coach O, no. Two recruiting classes later, Coach O, baby. Coach O. Yeah, Coach O. Woo-hoo-hoo. Hey, that's the life of a fan. I mean, serious, that's the life of the fan. Right? You don't know what you want. That said, though, a lot of times it does shape decisions. It does. Like, I'll give you the round of applause and a standing O, Pelicans fans, for being vocal and having your voice heard for what I think the club has done recently. I said this recently to someone. I will take any day where a fan base is upset, where phone calls are taking place, where people are on social media calling for heads to be rolled, begging for players to be moved or gotten in free agency, because that means you have an invested and a caring fan base. Right? I mean, you've heard it here on this show. You had Pelicans fans call. This guy needs to go. That guy needs to go. And given reasons, not just because he stinks. Like, they're given reasons, whether it's rotations, whether it's personnel moves, whether it's this guy can't play on the court if it's a player. That sounds like Saints fans. That's a good sign if you're the Pelicans. Because you know what I'm talking about. Joe, you get it, right? Joe, you get it. Saints fans, everyone's a general manager. Everyone's a head coach. I can't find a Saints fan that is not an offensive, defensive coordinator, special teams assistant, part-time general manager, and full-time coach. I think that applies to many Saints fans. I mean, like, and look, that's fine. That's what makes following a team and being a passionate fan base all about. Right?
Well, that's what being a fan is.
I told you leading into that Philadelphia series, I was on the road, right, with Tulane taking on Temple, and we ate at Papa Giorgio's the night before. And, you know, I mean, when I say, like, he is, I mean, as Sicilian as they get, you barely understand, you know, what he's saying. But he knew matchups of the upcoming game between the Saints. He knew not only matchups, he knew stats. I mean, he knew everything there is to know about the Eagles and that Saints matchup.
Don't make fun of the Sicilians, okay?
No, I'm not.
Don't. We make you an offer you can't refuse. That's basketball. Sorry.
My dad's mom's family is Sicilian. So, I love them. Dude, it's crazy. Yeah. I mean, but Philadelphia passionate fan base, New Orleans passionate fan base, that's what it is. But anyway, I guess the whole point that I'm trying to make here is I'm happy. I'm happy to see Monty Williams get an opportunity, get a job, and it'll be very interesting to see what kind of team that's going to be. Because again, we talked about this yesterday on the show. We talked about this Wednesday with Raphael Jordan when he was here. The old tankathon.com. Have you gone to tankathon.com and pressed the click button to see?
I've done it multiple times.
Have you done it? Do it again right now. Let's see what comes up. Give me a little Jeopardy music in my head here. By the way, I finally watched this guy that's won like a gazillion times. I happened to catch it yesterday. Joey, it's not even right. Like, going into the final segment, he's up 31,000 to like 1,040 for the other players. I mean, it's a joke.
All right.
He's up $30,000 on everybody. Yeah, that's it. All right, here we go. Jordan the intern went to tankathon.com. He clicked the Sim Lottery button, which simulates the lottery coming up on May 14th. And the winner is...
So, with the first pick of the NBA.
You got to say what is.
Uh-huh.
NBA draft.
Yeah, what is the New York Knicks? Oh, no. Oh, oh, the Dallas Mavericks.
Ouch.
Ooh, Doncic.
Could you imagine?
How much did you wager, Gus? How much did you wager?
Kristaps.
A buck.
They have Luka Doncic.
Do you go with Zion? Do you go with a guard?
You go with Zion.
You go with Zion? Oh, yeah. That's some size right there. Doncic ain't small. Porzingis ain't small. You got Zion down the lane. Look out.
Then you got DeAndre Jordan.
So then you got the Knicks at two right there. And again, it changes every single time. That's what's so beautiful. Oh. By the way, 11 days, 6 hours.
And we went down one.
We went down one?
We're doing this again.
Do it again.
Oh my
and the God. Winner is?
Wait, I got to reset
Dallas
it.
Dallas again? Let me reset it. All right, here we go. Do it again.
Oh!
All the way to three. I'll take that. Look, top four pick, I'm all about. Did you hear what I was saying with Raphael about trying to get a top four pick? The reason I'm even bringing this up is because the Suns have the, they're tied for the second worst mark this year, 19-63. They got some nice pieces, right? DeAndre Ayton, you got Devin Booker, and a lot of things I've read leading into the lottery and the draft is they feel that what the team that they have built right now, Ja Morant would be the best fit for them. So again, we're going to prepare you for May 14th. That entire 3-hour show is going to be fun. We're going to talk to people that, you know, I don't know, What did we say? We wanted priests, voodoo priestess, anybody that can give us good luck that day. We're gonna interview all kinds of people. And I want you to do your homework. What do you do that brings about luck? Like the day that the Saints play, your Tigers, your Wave, your Lions, whatever you want to win, what do you do to ensure victory? We're going to have some fun with that. But there's a bunch of different scenarios, right? Because if you get a top four pick, I think that opens a lot of doors. I think you get a good player.
You could even trade that four pick for.
Okay, that's a possibility. You're right.
If David Griffin wants to go that route of keeping Anthony Davis.
You know
Davis.
Me. Again, I'm already out there saying I would like Coby White or Ja Morant if I don't have the number one overall pick. Now, Rafael disagrees with me. If I get the number one overall pick, it's Zion today. It's Zion every day.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. So. That's what I would like. Coby White's 6'5 frame in his vision with Jrue Holiday. That forms a backcourt. Again, don't take my word for it. Look at what you're seeing. Now, yes, Embiid had a big game last night with 33 points. I get that. 10 rebounds. But you got to have some good backcourt play. So I like that. Join the intern. You went to tankathon.com. You clicked it again after you reset it.
I did it like eight times.
Eight times. That's all it took. And...
your New Orleans Pelicans. Oh, the number one pick.
Number one pick over.
In the 2019.
Because here's the thing, which you can do too.
Yeah.
If you do get the number one overall pick, I'd be happy with Zion. I'd be happy with Ja. Wouldn't you? Would you agree with me on that?
Yeah. I'd be happy with either one.
Either one.
Either one.
If I got the number one pick, imagine what people would trade for you to go get the number one pick. And I just moved to two. Like, imagine if the team that's two wants that pick, or what if they're happy with that, you know, and you move to three. And you get some, I don't know. Because I was surprised. Rafael's like, I'm not trading to go get Zion. Because the reason I say that is Boston has three first-round picks. So let's say you trade AD to Boston and get those three first-round picks.
And then you trade it.
I grab those three first-round picks with my lottery pick to move up, or just use those three first-round picks to move up into the top four, and I'm at five or six or seven. The Pels have so many things they can do. It's actually exciting. It could get confusing. I mean, almost too many options.
They could have two picks in the first five picks.
Absolutely you can. Absolutely.
If you play it right.
If you play it
right. And if the balls bounce your way.
I keep saying, I'm not trying to make it a big night. May 14th is a massive night.
Oh, it's a turning point in the NBA
franchise. And it's not a bad thing if they don't move up from seven, which is where they are right now. It's still not bad, but I think it does change things. You want to get a top four pick. If you get a top four pick, the Pels are cooking.
Yeah, as you and Jason Giles said yesterday, this could go one of either ways. You could do it really well to where you're set, or you could do this horribly wrong.
Oh, see, don't be the pessimist, not on a Friday. If it was a Monday, we'd go that route. It's Friday. It's going to work out. Sports Hangover continues next on ESPN New Orleans.
When we're all alone. As a leader in sanitation for the oil and gas industry, Joe's Septic Contractors caters to all field clients offering vacuum truck service for the offshore tanks, vessels, or treatment plants containing sewage or gray water. Joe's Septic Contractors offers state-of-the-art offshore portable toilets with cages and certified safety slings. Call Joe's Septic Contractors today at 985-632-5592 or visit our website at www.joeseptic.com.
What is hope? Hope to me was just that he would get to come home. I had no idea how hard it would be once he got back.
I wish she'd stop drinking so much. She thinks it's helping, but it's not. I hope she sees that soon.
I act like I don't care if he comes to my games. But I hope he does.
I used to hope he'd find happiness again. Now I hope our marriage makes it.
I hope Grandpa will get help. He thinks it's too late, but it's not.
With everything that he's going through, I hope he sees a counselor. I just want my brother back.
I hoped he'd get help. Stop hoping things would get better on their own. He told me to stop asking. I didn't. Then one day he asked for a ride.
Hope is knowing there are other families just like yours, that the veterans they love got help and recovered. Go to maketheconnection.net and turn hope into action.
Listen up. Do you have an old mobile home? Get $10,000 for it in trade equity. Trade it. Remove it. Replace it. HOMA's best program. Call 985-872-2850 if that old trailer house has got to go. Only at HOMA's Clayton Homes. Remember, HOMA's best trade-in program. Call now, 985-872-2850, or check them out on Facebook. So get rid of that old mobile home and get $10,000 for it. Homeless, Clayton Homes.
A two-part conversation with the great Bobby Hurley about his storied career as a player and now as a coach.
I think I had a really unrealistic perspective as a player. So much goes into it, so difficult.
Plus, the top chef in Minneapolis makes a bold claim about his city's culinary scene.
The food, especially in our town, I think is the hottest food destination in America.
Download this and every edition of The Sporting Life on the ESPN app or Apple Podcasts.
Oh, big talker, ain't you?
A man that likes to talk.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
Ah, yes. End of the spring. 800-998-1003. Coming up at 105, Bernie Halperin will give us his take, host racing analyst. 115, Chris Blair, voice of the Tigers. LSU taking on Ole Miss. Let's see. Tiger Raffinini 130, Tulane UCF. We'll give us a preview there. Nate Osborne, head coach of your NOLA Gold at 145, Marlon Favorite at 215. Jordan the intern, what are you looking at right now? What about Kyrie Irving?
Jeff Nowak.
Why is he wearing a Pelicans jersey?
So Jeff on Twitter, an NBA free agency betting odds list just popped into my inbox that puts Kyrie Irving to the Pelicans at 13-1. And it took me all of 13 seconds to find a poorly photoshopped image of Kyrie in a Pels jersey.
13-1.
Yes.
Here's the thing. He's been linked a lot to New York one way, shape, or form. Knicks or Nets, right? This week, way too many stories have Warriors players believing that Kevin Durant's going where?
To the New York Knicks.
Or the Brooklyn Nets. Again. Back to the lottery thing coming up in a couple of Tuesdays, which, by the way, you heard it yesterday on the show, Jason Jazell, and it's a watch party. No show. I'm going there to watch it. He's going to have some specials, and, you know, I would show up if I'm you, if you're a Pels fan, and I'm opening the invite to anybody that covers the Pels, especially from the Times Pick PY. We're going to take care of you. Just make your way out there, 3217 Ridgely Drive in Metairie. It's at 7:30, by the way, so we'll be there. It's going to be fun to look at because there's so many different elements of it. He is a big free agent this year. Kevin Durant's a big free agent this year. And stop it if you don't think that they're not texting or AD. And where does he go? Where do you send them? Where are they going? What if the Knicks get the top two? Would you trade AD there? Would they be willing to do it if they know if the Knicks sit there and get Kevin Durant in free agency, get Kyrie Irving in free agency. Do they want AD? If they get the top two pick, I'd take.
If the Knicks landed the two pick, the number two pick.
Number two pick. So Zion's gone.
And he's gone at number
he's
one.
He's gone at number one. Durant and Irving are coming. You're not going for Ja Morant. Right?
Then I'm going for the Boston package.
No, I know. But I'm saying, what are you doing if you're the Knicks then? I'm probably trading down to get some additional stuff. If I got those two guys. Because the next set of top players in mock drafts are shooting guards, are point guards. There's so many. Like I said, I'm as intrigued about this upcoming draft. In the top six, I still think top four, you got a really nice piece to your puzzle. I'm still surprised. Raphael being won by so many people that feel that Zion Williamson is not going to be all that in the NBA. I just have a hard time from what I see, how that doesn't translate into the next level.
If he doesn't, he'll be the biggest bust in NBA history.
But what I'm saying is I'm viewing what I'm watching. Again, you know, back to what I said leading into the NFL draft. What do I see? My eyes see when he's on the court, that team's completely different than when he's not. What do my eyes see? My eyes see that at that level, the guy was able to guard three-point shooters, steal the ball at the top of the key and lead a fast break or dunk it on his own, run out from inside the paint to close out, if not reject, a three-point shot in the corner. That's athleticism, that's awareness, that's speed. What did my eyes see? When the guy gets a three-step head start and he's coming down the lane, the guy's head is above the rim. Last I checked, the rim doesn't go up in the NBA, right? It's the same. That's all I'm trying to get at. There's less zone. There's less defense played in the NBA. But he can't shoot a jumper. I don't need him to shoot a jumper. Go do what you do. The guy plays defense. He has a love for the game. His smile is infectious. He's going to bring you 2 million followers on Instagram automatically. He's going to put butts in the seats. He's going to reject balls into the stands. He's going to dunk and make highlights left and right, which is going to get you excited. And then it's your job as a coach and a general manager to go find the shooters, to go find the three-point guys. Why is everyone so worried about this guy being Tim Duncan and these other guys that are shooting elbow jumpers? He's 19. Hadn't had a game in his first season. Michael Jordan became a much better shooter as time went on. When Jordan entered the league, he dominated and kicked your tail by being physical at the basket.
And Giannis is finally starting to develop a three-point shot.
Yes.
It's not like he came in. And
how did Giannis develop his name? By destroying you at the rim. I can't for the life of me understand these NBA analysts or fans that are trying to explain to me that he can't do it the next level because he can't shoot. Why in God's name would you want that guy to shoot? Anyway, how aggravated were Pels fans when AD shooting the three? Well, what did we say? Get inside. Get on the block.
It's not that I had a
get on the paint.
It's not that I had a problem with him shooting three-point shots.
No, I
did. It was when he took the shots
right.
And how
well,
many times he took the shots.
Regardless, get in there. If there was a coach or a team that said, Zion, go work on elbow jumpers and threes, they should be fired. I can name on one hand Rudy Gobert, maybe Embiid. Might be the two guys that might be the biggest guys that are probably looking forward to trying to reject Zion. Everyone else is getting dunked on, including AD. Did you not see him play? I mean, that's what I'm saying. It's like, trust your eyes sometimes. Trust your eyes. The dude is 250, 260, can outrun point guards. Just think about that. Yes, so to my answer to Raphael's question yesterday, I'm trading whatever it takes to get number one if I can. I really believe that much of them. Sports Hangover, hour number two. Don't go anywhere. Kentucky Derby, horse racing expert Bernie Halpern next on ESPN New Orleans.